Dearly beloved, it can be frustrating when we don't know times or dates. I had to travel to Munich this week for a funeral, but I didn't know whether I could travel because of the train strike. So it looked like I had to sit at home and not do anything, just like the disciples, not knowing train times or dates. Then the strike was called off, and I could travel. And on my way back, we suddenly found ourselves in Kassel 16 minutes early, with the conductor cheerfully announcing, "This is Kassel Wilhelmshöhe. Amazingly, we have arrived 16 minutes early. This is due to our superb train driver." The joy did not last when I discovered on my Bahn app that my onward train from Hanover had been cancelled. It is not for us to know times or dates. Looking at the story of Jesus, looking at all the events of his life that we have been celebrating the last few weeks, the Last Supper, his crucifixion on Good Friday, his burial, his glorious resurrection, and all the appearances he makes throughout the 40 days of Easter up until his ascension, looking at this chain of events that neatly follow each other with no time in between, have you ever asked yourself, what is the point of this Sunday today? What is happening now? Or rather, why is nothing happening now? Jesus is gone. He has promised the Holy Spirit. Why the wait? Why do we have those 10 days between the ascension of Jesus on the 40th day after Easter and Pentecost on the 50th day after Easter? Why does the Holy Spirit not come straight away? Why does Jesus not leave the Spirit with them when he goes? These 10 days remain a little strange pause in the story of Jesus and his disciples. As if the story, the earth, everything has to stand still for a while. As if someone needed to press the pause button. No wonder the disciples start speculating, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?" To which he answers, "It is not for you to know the times or dates." Yet it all seems to be a bit odd when you read the accounts of Jesus' ascension in the Bible. When Jesus leaves his friends and disciples for the last time, he tells them what he wants them to do: go to the ends of the earth. And at the same time, he tells them, no, don't go yet. Go and wait in Jerusalem. What kind of a start is that? The ends of the world are a long way. Shouldn't they just go and start early with their journey? Between the action-packed events of Easter, the Ascension, and Pentecost, the biblical story of this day is a bit of a non-event. The disciples sit around waiting. They have been told not to leave Jerusalem. It's a bit like house arrest. Jesus is not giving them a reason why they have to wait. It is just their waiting time. It can be frustrating when we don't know times or dates, like being on a journey that is delayed and you have no way of finding out when you'll arrive. You know you are going. Your ticket says where you are going and when. You want to go, but you can't go yet. You're stuck on a train and you don't know when you will arrive. Today's gospel reading has Jesus cheerily contradicting himself by announcing, "The hour has come." Obviously, this is from a different context. The frustrating insecurity of, "It is not for us to know times or dates," is replaced by a very firm, "Now is the time." And when we read this, and when we read on, it feels like Jesus could be talking about the ascension. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. The world needs to see that Jesus and the Father are one. Jesus is going back, going home to the Father. This is one of those movements to show who Jesus is, to whom and where he belongs. Going up, like in the story of the Ascension, shows this direction towards heaven, towards home. However, in St. John's Gospel, going up also is a synonym for the crucifixion. This passage from St. John's Gospel is set before the crucifixion, but the meaning is the same. Jesus' return to the Father can only be through the cross. His true glory can only be perceived in the cross. And his resurrection will show us a glimpse of what eternal life, life with the Father, means. The hour has come. Jesus talks about the chain of events that has been set in motion, which will take him through the cross to the Father. But also, the hour has come for the disciples to begin to understand what it is all about. It is also their hour, the hour when they recognize that through Jesus they are connected to the Father. Neither do they need to be afraid, nor do they need to feel lonely, nor do they need to feel downcast. They can cheerfully go into the world, as Jesus is telling them. Jesus is telling them, now is the time. But at the same time, he is praying for them to the Father, that they recognize all these things, that they are kept safe, that they understand they are children of God. So maybe that's why they need this little interruption in salvation history. That's why the Holy Spirit presses the pause button between Ascension Day and Pentecost, so that the disciples can arrive at the same place where Jesus is. Jesus is a bit like the superb train driver. He arrives early, yet the train has to wait according to the timetable to give all the passengers the chance to board it. We are coming to the end of the first half of the church's year, in which we follow the story of Jesus from his birth to the cross and his resurrection and ascension. Like the disciples, we are about to embark on something new. Until now, they have followed Jesus. They saw him. They were witnesses to the events of salvation history. Now, together with the disciples, we are sent out to do ourselves what we have seen before. But for a short time, the disciples can come together and live in community. They eat together, share their meals, their bread and wine, just as Jesus has told them. This is our calling as the congregation of Hanivo, to come together, to pray together, read the Bible together, share the bread and wine and our lives. In Hanivo, we come together once a month, and individual members may only be here a few times during the year. Yet we all travel on the same train ticket. We share one destination. We are fellow travelers towards the kingdom of God. And as such, we are called to different things during the times we do not meet. Some may be called to go out and do mission. Some may be called to comfort other people. Some may be called to raise their children as children of God. But as a congregation, our calling is to provide a space for coming together in the name of the Lord, like the disciples did between Ascension and Pentecost. At the same time, however, we know that our meetings are not an end in itself. We are sent. We have a calling, a specific mission. For the disciples, the Holy Spirit came on Pentecost, just as Jesus had promised. Next stop for them was the whole world. They went out from Jerusalem to the ends of the world. The book of Acts is one witness to that. And another witness would be the fact that we are here together as a community, gathered in the name of Christ. Wherever we go today, going to our homes in different places, yet we are following the same timetable, traveling in the same network, maybe at different speeds, and maybe sometimes delayed. The disciples went to the end of the earth, some of them. Others stayed in Jerusalem. Wherever we are, it is our place to be, our place to preach, our place to pray or to listen, our place to praise God. We don't have to wait, because now is the time. Amen.